update from the infield care center. The driver, the 43, evaluated and released. And we are glad to be joined now by driver Darrell Wallace Jr., driver of the number 43 Smithfield Ford for Richard Petty Motorsports. A big day, a lot of excitement. Darrell, would you please walk through the race from your perspective?
Yeah, it's a heck of a way to start my weekend and heck of a way to end my weekend, passing out. Pat myself on the back for that. I'm just so bummed out and frustrated with myself, and I know my family is going to be hard on me after this, not to be so hard on myself, but I'm competitive, and I want to win races. I want to lead laps, and just wanted to have a good showing and to speed 4 or 5 times, same segment. That was pretty tough to swallow. And then this race just going green the whole time, and just it was just not our day. I didn't have everything lined up, and thought I had the right mindset going into it. I told our spotter Joel to be a little conservative to start out with pit road, and we'll creep up to it. And I guess we were already there. So I'm so used to analog tax and everything, and this digital stuff I got to figure out. I'll say I'm not a fan of it right now. It's jumping around too much. You just don't get a true feel of what you're running down pit road. So a lot of the other guys say it's fine, so I just got to figure out what I need to do better. It's just frustrating on my part. But aside from that, I will cheer up and thank everybody involved in this process. This is a wonderful day for me, a wonderful day for the sport. Wish we could have got a little bit better finish in our Smithfield Ford, but I'm just thankful for the opportunity. I've been dreaming about this since I was a little kid, being in the Cup Series, and now it's here, and I made a name for myself. I thought I ran a pretty decent race, you know, just kind of running there by myself, passed a couple people, try not to make anybody too mad, and hopefully earned a lot of respect from those guys out there. I definitely had a blast. At the same time, I was a little frustrated, but we'll build off of it. I'll practice more with the dash and go debrief with the team, and we'll just get better.
We're going to go to Jerry, then to Lee, then to Joseph.
Bubba, Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and Performance Racing Network. Two questions. One, what did it feel like strapping in the 43 and taking the green flag for the first time? And two, your best bud earlier in the week said, dude, we got to get photos. This is an iconic weekend. He's in victory lane. Mm-hmm. You got to feel good for that.
Yeah, I'd like to get 50% or 5% at least of what he won since that picture happened, and I think I was a good luck charm. But hats off to everybody on the 21 team. So pumped for him. 7 o'clock. Oh, he won't get back till late. He'll probably still want to go party tonight. So be ready for that. But just the start, you know, climbing in that thing. I thought I handled my emotions very well. Didn't get nervous at all. We were out there just kind of warming up tires, and the green flag fell, and we were off. And we were way too tight at the beginning, lost a lot of ground. But I was good. I was like, we'll settle in here, get a pit stop, and get her right. And that was it. Pit road, I didn't want to come back down pit road all day. If I could have stayed out all day, I would have. But a special moment for everybody watching, for me. I know I got my mom, my dad, my girlfriend here. Even my neighbor, next door neighbor, flew up here to come watch this. So that's pretty special. But it was really cool, a really fun day to set aside my selfishness. This was a badass day.
Mr. Lee?
Lee Spencer, motorsport.com. What did you mean by you passed out? Were you dehydrated after the race?
I don't know another form of passing out.
I'm sorry?
I don't know another form of passing out. There's only one way to pass out. I just kind of looked at my – I don't know what I was looking at. And then all of a sudden I was like, all right, let's go to victory lane. Let's go congratulate Ryan. So I'm all good.
Were you dehydrated or something after?
No, that? It's happened 3 times now where I'm very hard on myself and I get super pissed off at myself and I'll just – so mad, I just pass out.
Okay. Competitive. I just wanted clarification.
Yeah, I'm good.
I talked to Drew after the race, and he said they're thrilled with your performance despite everything. He said if you would have had perhaps another practice you guys would have been able to practice pit road, you know, which a lot of people do during the yeah. final, you know, during happy hour, and you guys just didn't have that time. But it was the biggest thing acclimating to, because you seem to have plenty of speed out there. Was it just the digital dash, since you weren't accustomed to having that in the Xfinity car?
Yeah, no doubt. We switched it from happy hour, and I jumped right in my Xfinity car, and they just sent me a picture of how we could switch up. There's so many pages on there. It's like an iPad in that thing. And we switched it up to get it to my liking, bigger lights, just a bigger tack so I can see everything going on. And we changed our lights around. And the fourth time, I don't remember what time it was, I was way under the limit, I thought. And it still, we were busted for segment two. So if somebody was ever working segment two, I'll find you later.
Let's go to Joseph.
Joseph Walken, frontchurch.com. First off, you're okay, right?
Yeah, I'm good.
And second off, this is a big day for you, but what are your expectations moving forward now?
Definitely go to Michigan. So I like that place. Not that I don't like this place. I think I run a little bit better at Michigan. Big speeds there, so need to be prepped for that. But like we just talked about, I'll be spending all the first practice running up and down pit road, bringing in hot, running the length of pit road each and every run. So. But I'm looking forward to it. This is the first step. I know we ran a good, clean race, and that's all you can ask. Didn't wreck the car. Brought it home in one piece. So I'm pumped for the guys. They're all pumped up. But you know, it's something I've had since I started playing sports. Is just the competitiveness, and I get really hard on myself when I mess up at if it's playing video games. My girlfriend gets so mad at me when I'm playing this golf game on my phone and I lose and I want to chuck my phone across the room. So it's just something I got to work on. I like to win. That's I can drop the mic and pick my nose, but I don't do that.
We'll go next to Nate, and then we'll go to Holly.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. A couple, Bubba. The first would be, despite everything that happened, you still finished only one lap down. I mean, if things would have been cleaner, do you have a sense of where you might have finished with a better day?
Yeah, I think it just wasn't our day, honestly. We'd be in the lucky dog spot, and we'd go another 20 laps, and pit sequence would shake out, and we were the third car lap down now. So thought I tried to do everything I could before the pit stops, and, you know, just this place is all about strategy, and that never helped us. So. There was a moment where things got bottled up on a restart, and 37, 38 were supposed to be opposite spots, and just a whirlwind of things were going on at that moment. But if we could have got back on the lead lap, I definitely think we had a top 20 car, which would have been awesome. If I would have come out here, finished 26 one lap down with no mistakes, the same mistake four or five times in a row, I'd be fine. But that's pretty embarrassing on my part.
Aside from the pit speeding stuff, what's the other thing? What's the next biggest thing you want to work on for Michigan?
Just getting more comfortable in these cars, having the raw speed. I was figuring out which tire I could feel out there, and that was really cool. As to where the Xfinity car, I was talking to Blaney before, you kind of just sliding around, not really in the racetrack. Here you can feel each tire, so I was kind of pumped up about that. So some things to keep in the memory bank and talk at the debrief about to see how we can be better. But at the end of the day, it was my first race. I did okay, but wanted to be better.
And just to clarify, was it definitely just human error? Sometimes with pit speeding limiter or whatever stuff, you know, it can be calibration.
Yeah. So the digital or the analog, I mean, you can get it right to 4,000 where we want to be and keep it there. You get with this digital stuff, it's jumping around. It's, I'm going to leave it at that.
We'll go next to Holly, and then we'll go to Kyle, then to Zach.
Holly, is this on? Yes.
Hey.
Holly Kane, NASCAR.com. I just wondered if you could talk a little bit more. I mean, this was a huge day for you, and it was a huge day for your best friend. Mm-hmm. I mean, the fact that, you know, he gets his first win on the day you're making your first start. It's really a pretty neat thing. If you could just maybe elaborate a little bit more on that.
Yeah, I'm so pumped up for Ryan. He's been wanting this bad, and I think he got his he did not get his first truck win. He got his first truck win at Iowa. I was in Knoxville watching that. Second truck win. Thank you. So he knows how to get around this place. I should have talked to him. That's the only person I didn't talk to. And that might have helped us out. Could have talked to him about pit road. But super pumped for him, his family. We grew up together, so they're all, you know, family, and it's really cool to be best friends with him and to see him get it on this special day for the sport after that picture we took this morning. All the stars were in line for him. Right. Yeah, I would have been posting a video from me screaming at the TV if I wasn't racing today. So it was pretty cool. I'd say the last three laps I was watching on the big screen. As I was going down the front stretch, he was going down the back stretch, him and Harvick there. So it was pretty cool to hold off Harvick.
We'll go to Kyle, then to Zach, and then we'll finish up here with Tom.
Kyle Magnet from the Times Leader. Darrell, how much did stage racing affect the outcome and the pit strategies in both days, and were you able to keep up with all that?
No, I was not. Cup racing is a lot different, and we only could do a 35-lap fuel run, and stages were 50, so a lot of people were short pitting, and you got to be on top of that, and Drew made some really good calls to do that. We just first trip down pit road cost us, and that put us behind the eight ball the rest of the day, and I think it yesterday, I don't even want to talk about yesterday. I was so bored yesterday. But today it's something I like the stage racing. It breaks it up. It gives you a break. Lets you, you know, regather your thoughts, try a different strategy for that next stage. Just didn't work out for us.
You had such a strong car at Dover last week, and I know you were saying how hard you are on yourself. Was that the best ever Xfinity car you've had in your career?
Yes, no doubt. That was the best car we've had with the RFR guys. And, man, I just got loose there on that restart. The caution came out to reset, but we were just way too free. We over-adjusted on our balance there, and we couldn't get back up through there like the 42 and the 22. But that was a lot of fun. I love going to that place. But maybe next time.
Go next to Zach and then to Tom.
Zach Sterniola from the Pocono Record. I know we only had four cautions all day here, but I was wondering if you could talk about the restarts here. Obviously, it's always a kind of a storyline and how much everyone fans out. What was that like from your perspective as your first Cup start?
Yeah, I think I was a little bit too far back in the field to really be in the eye of the storm and get to experience that. You'd see it up ahead, and it all kind of funnel out and end up working. The second start of the second stage, two people popped the wall, 14 and somebody. So I was just like, all right, make sure you don't do that, and keep the car clean. And I thought I did that okay. I mean, I was really conservative today. You know, a lot of people said it's not my job right now to go out here and set the world on fire and do everything under the sun to show everybody. It's for me. It's just to go out here, run a smooth, clean race like I did, not mistake free. But to come out here with a clean race car, we got a little bit of scuffs on the left side, but that's it, and that's one big accomplishment for us.
Tom Bowles, Front Stretch. Bubba, after dreaming about it all these years, was there anything about Cup racing today that surprised you, or was it everything that you expected it to be? The level of competition, just everything about the race.
I knew jumping into this that it wasn't going to be easy. I've always said, You get shuffled back in trucks and Xfinity, you lose 7-10 spots. You shuffle here, you get 25th to 30th. These guys are good. These guys are here for a reason. There's no more climbing. I've been in the ladder rungs for the last couple of years, and now I'm at the top. There's no more. Nothing else I can do is to go out there and just get better and better, and learn how this sport works and how this series works. And it was tough, you know. Running where I was, we were running for the lucky dog spot, and I was driving my tail off, and you know, those guys were just pulling away. So just some things I gotta focus in on and remember.
Well, Bubba, you certainly provided us a run to remember today. No, not the result you wanted, but you certainly had quite a showing for your first time here in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup
Thanks,
Series.
Man. Appreciate it.
Good luck next week in Michigan.
Thank you.
Take care.